This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, October 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Shutdown heads into third week. Trump sets truck tariffs for next month. Canada extends some tariff exemptions. Shutdown hits day 20 with parties at an impasse. Today is government shutdown day 20, and there is no end in sight. Senate Majority Leader John Thune of South Dakota could bring up a bill this week that would pay federal employees who must work during the shutdown, but he'll need Democrats to vote for it. Meanwhile, House Speaker Mike Johnson is keeping the House out of session. Johnson told ABC News yesterday, quote, "I refuse to allow us to come back and engage in anything until the government's reopened when the Democrats do the right thing for the people. They're playing politics, and we have to use every ounce of leverage we have to make sure they do the right thing." For more on this week's D.C. agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. Judge wants to know about impending rifts. A federal judge said she was pleased the federal government intends to comply with her order prohibiting rifts of union employees at a status conference on Friday in a lawsuit brought by those unions. But senior U.S. District Judge Susan Ilston isn't buying Justice Department lawyer Elizabeth Hedges' arguments that the government shutdown is making it difficult for the Department of Justice to explain its plans for future rifts. Hedges repeatedly said that as far as she was, quote, aware, no agencies are planning to conduct reductions in force at the present time. I can only represent what I know right now, Hedges said in court Friday after plaintiffs had sought a status conference in light of the Interior Department's stated intention to conduct rifts. But Ilston wasn't satisfied. Find out, okay? If you don't know, find out, Ilston told Hedges. She also said, quote, "My recommendation to defense counsel is to tell the defendants they should err on the side of caution." Ilston expanded the scope of her temporary restraining order on Friday. You can read more at AgriPulse.com. Trump sets tariffs on trucks for next month. President Donald Trump has signed a proclamation imposing 25% tariffs on medium and large trucks and their parts beginning November 1st. A White House fact sheet on the new duties issued Friday says they will cover large pickup trucks, including moving trucks, cargo trucks, and tractors for 18-wheelers. The latest duties mirror similar tariffs applied to cars, leaving almost all vehicles not made in the U.S. subject to tariffs. The Commerce Department says around two-thirds of U.S. medium and heavy truck imports come from Mexico. But the tariffs may not apply to the full value of Mexican vehicles. Trucks covered by the North American Free Trade Pact will only face tariffs on their non-U.S. content, the fact sheet says. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Canada extends tariff exemptions for manufacturing, food, and drink packaging. Canada says temporary tariff relief for domestic food and drink manufacturers will last another 2 months. Companies that can show their imported U.S. product is not easily available from another country have been granted tariff relief for 6 months while they explore alternate sources. On Friday, the Finance Department extended the scheme by another 2 months. Manufacturers and processors are eligible for the tariff remission, as are food and drink manufacturers buying U.S. packaging items. Take note, Canada removed many of the counter tariffs on U.S. products at the beginning of September, except for sector-specific products like steel, aluminum, and cars. Minnesota is the latest stop in the free trade motorcade. Minnesota farmers and officials spoke out Saturday about their grim outlook due to China not buying U.S. soybeans. Minnesota Representative Angie Craig, the ranking member of the House Ag Committee, said the Trump administration is, quote, killing family farms and needs to, quote, get their butts back to the negotiating table with China, or this situation is only going to get worse and worse and worse. USDA's focus on smaller markets isn't helping, she added. All these little countries that the Ag Secretary is going around and seeing right now, it's a drop in the bucket compared to the business that family farmers have lost to China, Craig said. If you're in the business of growing food, fuel, or fiber, you can't just sell to a domestic population. Farmers for Free Trade Executive Director Brian Keel said at the Motorcade for Trade event in Minnesota, which was live-streamed, that's a recipe for not being able to survive as a farm economy. Colorado seeks Supreme Court dismissal of South Platte lawsuit. Colorado's urging the Supreme Court to dismiss a complaint that accuses it of breaching the South Platte River water-sharing agreement, calling the claims, quote, unripe and premature. Colorado Attorney General Philip Weiser submitted his state's response to Nebraska's claims that it breached a 102-year-old compact by allowing irrigation season diversions for storage. Nebraska says that, quote, effectively remove water from the river otherwise available to Nebraska. The Colorado Attorney General argued that Nebraska, quote, seeks advisory opinions from the court before it has developed underlying facts, identified an actual problem, or engaged in earnest discussions with Colorado about how to address any such concerns. Take note, Nebraska also claimed in its bill of complaint that Colorado is blocking Perkins County canal construction, which would bring South Platte River water into the state during the non-irrigation season. In response, Weiser said his state acknowledges Nebraska's right to build the canal, but added that Nebraska still has a lot of planning and permitting work to do before seeking input from the court. Here's today's final word. So Argentina basically subsidized their farmers with foreign dollars, and we're not able to do that. I don't like the sound of that at all. That Minnesota soybean farmer Mike Peterson at a Motorcade for Trade event in Lakeville, Minnesota, discussing the Trump administration's economic assistance to Argentina. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, October 20th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.